In October 1918, there was a real chance of meeting the High Seas Fleet. They were actually out. We left Scapa shortly before midnight. A beast of a night with an easterly gale. It was the only occasion when a flotilla failed to make contact. The timing signals went wrong. Apparently there was trouble and nearly a collision between two battleships and considerable delay inside the harbour, so that all the destroyers were out first. It can be imagined what that meant. A pitch-dark night in the Pentland Firth, blowing hard and with no lights. I was leading, and had just turned east to pass north of the Skerries, when we sighted a battle squadron through the murk, bearing down on us at right angles to our course. By going full speed, I passed ahead of what turned out to be the New York. They scattered the flotillas in all directions, and the 11th never made contact and eventually returned to harbour. Once out of touch, there was little chance of regaining it in low visibility and wireless silence. All the same, the CNC was thirsting for someone's blood, and it was difficult to save Captain D. If he said we had met the Germans and that flotilla was in harbour, I would have had him shot. However, we did not meet, and he was not shot. It was a wild night, and a worse day to follow, as we pounded away to the eastward. From my station ahead of the Queen Elizabeth, I had a magnificent view, and I noted that our ships appeared to make worse weather of it than the Americans. I could at times see the whole of our battleships' bilge keels, but seldom saw much of the others. We were, I believe, 50 miles from the Germans when they turned back. Pursuit was hopeless, and we too turned fairly wallowing in it as we did so. But there was no longer the urgent need for speed, and the Admiral eased down.